Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Greg is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Solano, did you hear Stephon Diggs on the Rich Eisen show this week? He had some pretty glowing things to say about the Dolphins offense. He says it's explosive, that he loves watching and seeing what Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle were doing. So pretty high praise from the star receiver from the Buffalo Bills. You surprised that he's giving so much props to the Dolphins?
I am a little surprised, honestly, and also a little bummed about it. I like Stephon Diggs. Like, I think he's a cool dude, but I was kind of hoping this would turn into a real rivalry again, top two teams in the AFC East. And it would kind of be similar to what I missed out on in like the late 80s, early 90s, throughout the 90s, really, where these two teams couldn't stand each other. Like, they hated each other, and they were playing each other in the playoffs. There was, like, games late in the year where they'd be fighting for the division. Like, that's what I was kind of hoping this would turn into. I get athletes are different now. Athletes are cool with each other, and that's fine. Like, I'm not hating on that. I'm not turning into Chris Mad Dog Russo and saying, like, you can't like your opponent. But I was kind of hoping there'd be a little bit of bad blood between these two teams.
Yeah, same. I like the spark on things, and I like that I like when there's that bitterness. I think that certainly the fan bases hate each other enough that that's going to be existent, especially if there's any of those kooks who jump through tables that come down here. Which, by the way, is that allowed now? Because, you know, there was a giant car fire at the last tailgate. Like, if you're a person lighting a table on fire at Hard Rock this weekend, I got to feel like there's got to be ramifications for that.
Yeah. There's going to be so much extra security going around, making sure none of these Buffalo crazies are lighting cars on fire. Also, why does anybody want to get thrown through a table?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's just, you know, what losing four straight Super Bowls does to one person, and it just gets passed down from generation to generation. I don't get the whole thing with wanting to jump through a table. You know, Bills Mafia, everybody looks at them as like this great fan base. I look at a bunch of kooks, quite frankly. You know, it's almost like a masochist, the person who like needs the pain for pleasure?
I need the pain. Yeah.
I don't know, but I think for me, it's strange behavior to see for sure. But don't bring that stuff down here to Miami. That's nonsense. I am surprised though they didn't go the Bill Belichick route of trying to come down here days early to adapt to the heat.
That Monday night turnaround to play Sunday, always a little tough.
Quick.
Always a little tough, Tobin. Always a little tough. But, hey, how about, hey, Bills Mafia, leave the Labatt Blues up in New York, all right? Up in upstate New York. Come down to Miami and just settle down, all right? Because you're in for an ass whooping, all right? Settle down. You drink too many Labatt Blues. You're throwing each other through furniture. Just relax. All right. Throw a couple dogs and a couple burgers on the grill and get ready for your ass whooping.
Yeah, it's reckless behavior by everybody there. Unbelievable.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
From everything there.